All right, everybody, welcome back to Red's Corner. This is Aiden Reddington, and today I have another very special guest. Aiden, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody?
Hi, I'm Aiden Velez. Different Aiden today.
Yep. Well, yeah, man, we're happy to have you on the show. What have you had going on lately?
A lot of changes. A lot of new things. Well, I mean, I'm single again. I've got the end of my first semester of college. I mean, I've got work, because I work down at Home Depot, and everything there is kind of changing now. We've had a lot of unsuspected stuff to add on to this unsuspecting year, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so going through changes, you gave me three things right there. What's it like being single again? Good, bad? What are the challenges? For the goods.
I mean, like, it sucked.
Yeah.
Definitely sucked, like, initially being single again. But I mean, it's like a weird thing, because I felt good going into the breakup, and I felt good going out of the breakup. And so I feel like that's probably one of the best ways that could have ended. I was the one doing the breaking up. And so, like, normally the person doing the breaking up is not going to be, too hurt by it. But I mean, it still sucks, because I really cared about her.
Yeah. I mean, when you care about someone and then, you know, randomly at one point they're not there anymore, it's pretty difficult.
Yeah. And you're just like, well, wait, this person I valued is not,
not there anymore.
Yeah. Not always talking to me anymore.
I got you. I feel you there, man. And what have you done to, like, keep your mind off it? Like, if someone's listening and they're dealing with a breakup, or like, what have you done?
Gotcha. What I've kind of done is just like, it sounds weird, and it's not a strategy that I'd always recommend to people, but I've just, like, decided that, like, I'm not gonna let it, like, affect me in a negative way. So I'm I don't do all of those, like, happy, fun, like, little coping mechanisms you can find on the internet, because this wasn't really that kind of a painful breakup, but, like, I just kind of, like, decided that, like, well, it's over, there's nothing I can do about that now, so I'm just gonna move forward.
Yes, just bite the bullet, move on.
Is that exactly
kind of strategy? Okay. Have you, you said you've been pretty busy with work at Home Depot. What are some of those things that they've been doing to adjust to, you know, this year and stuff?
Right. Well, I mean, for one, we were really late into the game with requiring everybody to be wearing a mask and everything. And this year was crazy. Like, yeah. I don't know if everyone can, like, understand that, but, like, Home Depot this year has been the most busy I've ever even, like, heard of.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, nuts to think, because, like, all we are is just, like, oh, yeah, we have your, like, plumbing gear there, and outside there's the garden section, which is where I work. And when everyone got stuck in their homes with quarantine and everything, they just decided that now would be the best time for them to build up their garden, build up their lawn. And so they all just flocked Home Depot. During the thick of the quarantine, we'd have a line, like, wrapping around the building of
people.
That's
insane.
Yeah, it's just people wanting mulch. And it is so nuts to me how, like, it was just crazy. It was a rough year. And then, like, just recently, we lost almost all of our, like, managerial staff. And, like, I'm not really, like, allowed to get into all that stuff, but, like,
yeah.
But it was just, I only had a couple of them. And so, a lot of work, fell onto, like, my department and the department heads to be able to actually run, all of this, like, new stuff with all this change. And we finally have one new person, which is great. but we're also losing another person because they're getting moved.
Oh, no.
And so we're just going to be right back down to two. But I mean, it's going. I mean, we have the tree tent up. Tree tent was my favorite thing to do last year. Because I mean, I'm from Northern California. I grew up around evergreens and pine trees and all that stuff. Okay. But I know a little bit about them. And so it was always fun to just like talk to people, get them the tree that they want. And it was a great little job last year. And I'm glad that I can do it again.
Yeah, that's good. It's good to do what you're passionate about, even if it's at Home Depot or wherever.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, and then college, right? First semester, where do you go?
I'm at Collin right now. I got a Collin College. I'm going to be, man? It's been, to be honest, more boring than anything. Cause I mean, like, it's just community college. I'm like 5 minutes from my house. I'm not like staying on like the campus. I'm not like going away and like being my own person, essentially. So like, I'm not getting the same, kind of like college experience as like most people get. And like now a lot of colleges have ended their fall semesters. They tried to get it done early, so people are home for holiday season. And so all of my friends are coming back from their respective schools, and they're like, dude, it was fun, but it was weird because of COVID. And I'm like, I'm glad y'all had fun. I just did the same thing I did in high school. Just, I was off of class at like 12 rather than like 2 to 3, but I mean, it was fine. I mean, I'm taking core classes, so it's nothing to worry about.
Do you plan on going anywhere else like next year in 2 years?
The plan, I'm studying, computer engineering.
Okay.
And so my plan is to get all of my like GE stuff here done. And as much of the cheap stuff that I can get done now.
Yeah.
And then, the earliest I would be able to would be next spring. Not this coming one. I would be transferring to Texas A&M.
Okay. Have you like solidified everything with A&M, or is there stuff you need to do for that?
There's a couple things that I still need to get done. But I mean, otherwise all it is just application, and then I could transfer.
You're going to do like an apartment out there, get some buddies. You have any friends that go there?
I actually have a few. And it was weird, cause like I kept in touch with all those people through high school. I didn't even know that they were going to A&M.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. But I mean, I would like to get an apartment because I don't have like a laptop, and I wouldn't want to be taking my whole PC set to a dorm. I don't feel like I'd be able to trust just some random like dude that I just get to meet the day that I move in. So I really hope that I could have an apartment, but I mean, I'm at the graces, you know.
That's not good, man. Well, that's pretty much current events and stuff you got going on right now. Yeah. Well, you said you stream, right? You mentioned that a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I stream a little bit. I got into it like fairly recently.
Okay.
So it's literally been like maybe a month. And I'm just like, I just kind of goof around, you know. Cause a lot of streamers that you'll see, they're very, very competitive. Like you'll see them playing games and they're really good at it. And I'm not good at video games. I'm not like really good at it. I mean, I'm pretty good at Mario Kart, I would say.
Mario Kart, nice.
But otherwise, I'm not like amazing at any specific video game.
What games are you running up on? Are you on Twitch or what are you on?
I'm on Twitch. I have a YouTube and a Twitch. Both are Aidenism. If anyone would like to come in, say hi. I'm mostly streaming on Twitch right now. Okay. I play Switch games. I have PC games. I take requests from anyone in the chat. And anyone who wants me to play something different, I will. And I'm just there to goof around, have fun, respond with the chat, and just kind of hang out. Just to hang out.
What are the analytics looking like?
Pretty much nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more of just a fun little way for me to talk with everyone.
Yeah. It spices up video games a little bit more.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Everyone can give me like a challenge or something and I can figure out how to do it myself.
Yeah, man. Do you have any like plans to grow it at all? Or is there any like promotion you're doing for it?
I mean, besides just social media accounts, I don't really have too much for it. It's like one of those things where it's just like, if it gets big, it gets big. If it doesn't, then I have everything else to do. It's not like something that like I'm dreaming of this, like, to be like the most popular streamer ever, or be a popular YouTuber or some big internet success. It's just fun.
What's your dream then? What's your big dream?
I don't have like a specific like job type dream, but my dream for like my future would be to live comfortably in the situation that I'm in and to be able to do what I'd like to do.
So like financial freedom and just following your passion?
Essentially, yeah.
Okay, what's that passion? Anything you can? What do you love to do?
Well, I mean, for starters, I do love my video games, but yeah. I love skiing.
Okay.
And living in Texas, it's not a place for skiing, and so like I've had this whole dream to just like be able to move somewhere and live in that place comfortably where I can ski how I'd like.
Okay. So moving somewhere like, I don't know, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, that type of area.
Yeah.
Right. Even California, Nevada, they've got spots all over.
Oh, definitely. And I wouldn't really want to, I don't think I'd want to live in California just cause it's crazy expensive. But the closest I would imagine getting would probably be like that eastern Lake Tahoe side, just way west in Nevada. To that point where you're almost in California, but you're not.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, so skiing, and then let's see, with financial freedom and stuff like that, are you preparing anything right now, investing? Are you reading anything, watching any YouTube videos?
I've been doing a little bit of digging on some of that stuff now. I've been really late into the game as far as that goes.
Late.
I haven't done like too much. I mean, like I opened a credit card just like fairly recently. So like,
I'd say if you have a credit card and you're thinking about it, you're pretty early, to be honest. Just,
yeah.
Are you 19 yet or are you still 18?
No, I'm 19 now. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, you're 19, you got a credit card. You can only get a credit card when you're 18. So there's probably some adults out there that don't, or I guess we are adults, but older adults out there that don't have credit cards or their credit limit or their credit score is down below real low. So
yeah, it's true.
Definitely don't count yourself out. I'd say that.
Yeah. I'd like to get into investing a little bit. I've never looked too big into it. I've never like seen like that side of it. It just seems like a whole lot of thinking, but everyone else says that like it's not that much thinking if you know how to do it right. But okay. I just need to figure out how to do that right.
Yeah.
You know,
what do you do with your money from Home Depot?
I save a lot of it.
Okay.
Pretty much. I believe like 60 to 70% of it goes into my savings because I'm living at home. My real only like mandatory payment is just gas.
Okay.
I put a good amount of that into savings and then I use the rest of it, how I will.
All right. Like food or like coffee, stuff like that. Fun stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta have fun every once in a while, you know?
Oh yeah. I mean, if you're not having fun, you're not living life right.
Exactly. So I'd say this, man, just do a little research. And if you got money saved up, I won't make you say how much you got saved up. We don't need to talk about that. But I just recommend, you know, when you have money in a savings account, yeah, it builds like what, like 0.1% or 1%, 2% interest or something like that. But if you get that invested and you do it smart and you research it and you do it based off of your preferences and like everything that you believe in, I guarantee you you'd make something of it.
Right.
But it looks like you got a solid base going with financial, and then you're trying to maybe figure out more on the passion side.
Just yeah.
What direction to go.
Yeah. Just kind of like where to focus on it, you know?
Yeah. Is there anything else you're up to current event wise, like in your life?
I mean, other than those, not too much. Not the most extraordinary or eventful person, but I mean,
that's
all right. A simple life is not a life to regret.
Yeah, you're enjoying yourself. What out there? Like, I know we talked about like passion, but like other than like, what makes you happy? Like, is there certain things that make you happy that just puts a big old smile on your face?
I love looking at those, I love looking at those images of like people who've like been crazy set back by like just what their hand was dealt in life and just like making something of it. Like those, like that's like super cheesy and it's like all that, like, oh, it's just like something that you see on like Instagram or something, but like, no, it's really, like, it's a really cool thing to see just how much you can throw yourself forward.
Okay.
Even though you've been set so far back, you know?
Yeah. Have you heard of David Goggins?
Mm-mm.
You'll want to look into David Goggins.
Really?
When you said that, the first thing that popped in my head was him.
Really?
Yeah. Even if you want to look him up now or look him up later, basically I'll give you a little briefing on him. He grew up in like an abusive home, you know, got fat, no money. Him and his mom ran away from their family when he was a kid. He's African American. He grew up in like the South, like the deep South. So he experienced like a lot of racism growing up and stuff. He just got like thick skin growing up, really fat. And then, went into the military, like the Marines and stuff, and just grinded through it. Had to go through the Marines like 3 times or something like that because he kept breaking a bone. And now he's like, you know, this world-renowned motivator and success story. And it's just crazy. His book on Audible, or if you just read the book, it's
right.
it's crazy. Like, I know you'd appreciate something like that.
Oh, really? No, I'll definitely look into it.
Yeah,
I remember when I was younger, I would always hear the story of Mike Vujicic. Do you know who that is?
I do not, no.
He was born without arms and legs. And just, I mean, that alone is enough to be like a huge struggle. But I mean, I'd keep hearing the story of him, it just pop right back up. I'm like, oh, there he is again. And he's just made this huge success of himself, in motivational speaking. And it's a crazy thing to imagine how like someone who's literally like they're unable, he can't even walk.
Yeah.
But he can still move. And that's what he's forced himself to get through. Sorry, I'm like floundering. He's just kind of like chucked himself out into the world with like a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Didn't even care. He doesn't even care that he doesn't have what most of humanity has.
Yeah.
But that was never a problem with him. Like, he's happily married. He has a child. I don't know if he has any more children, but like he lives life like to the fullest. He can swim. He's played golf. Like, there's videos of him surfing, like no arms, no legs.
Golf.
Like, and yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah. I've never heard of something like that. And that's like just crazy to talk about. And the dude's real funny. Yeah. I mean, loads of people who have like gotten through something like that, they tend to be really funny people. And they tend to just be a really good, like, person to be around.
Okay. So he's one of the people that just all out inspires you.
Yeah. I mean, he's just like, people like that, just like, they make me like, they make me like rethink like all of the stuff that I have. I mean, like I'm just a normal human being. Like I have everything that comes with a normal human being. And, and so what's stopping me from being just as like great or what just as like, in a sense, powerful as these people.
Yeah.
And like, that's the thing, that there's nothing stopping me there except for my will to do it. Okay. And it's just, like I was thinking about this recently because it's been like a reoccurring thing that I've seen, and not even I live up to this like standard, but there's an idea that I've just recently figured out, and it's like that thought of mind over matter, mm-hmm. but it continues on to mind over matter over mind, and so. I mean, like your body hurts, like, or something. I mean, life happens, it gets in the way, but you can mentally tough through it, right? Everyone can, we all have before. But I mean, what happens when all of that physical stuff takes its toll on your brain? You have to take your step back and continue moving forward, but your brain doesn't want to. I might remember that I have to go to the gym, but I'll wake up the next morning. That bed feels real comfortable. I don't want to go to the gym now. And so what would happen is my brain starts telling me, no, we don't want to go to the gym today. We don't have to go today. We can just go tomorrow. And then I don't go to the gym that day. And then I wake up tomorrow. All right, I have to go to the gym. Brain doesn't want to go. We don't have to go today. We can go tomorrow. We don't want to turns into we don't have to, and then it turns into we won't.
Okay.
And we get stuck in this cycle of just not wanting to do things, and so we don't do anything. And that's where we get stuck in a rut of success, I guess.
Yeah. Have you been in a cycle like that before?
My sophomore year of high no. Junior year of high school. That was a tough one.
I think, junior year is
always the worst. But that was a hard year. I had a shoulder injury from the previous, spring that took me out of football. And so I wasn't in any more sports. I wasn't even working out because I didn't know how to do it on my own because I'd always just had the football coaches. And so didn't know anything there. I started gaining a little bit of weight. I was broken up with by the girl that I really wanted to just continue my life with. I thought she was everything to me. And so that ended. And then I just felt like completely worthless. And so that mental perception of worthlessness just continued me down this like downward spiral of failure. And it played into my school life. It played into my family life. I argued with my family more. I was struggling a whole lot more in classes. And it was awful. But that year was probably the biggest year in, that might happen a lot.
It's all good.
But like that single year taught me so much more about, mental and physical fortitude that I don't think I ever would have developed if I had that year. It taught me problem solving. I almost failed math. Like I was just in pre-AP Algebra 2. And I struggled so hard with that class. It was crazy. I didn't pass a single test in that class on the first try until my final exam, which I got an exact 70 on. And I remember before I, like the week before our final exam, when we were all still prepping for it, my teacher like pulled me outside the class because I was really struggling with our reviews. And she told me that, I don't even know if I should be saying this, but, she told me that even if I did fail to the point where I wouldn't pass the class, she would play around a little bit and to make sure that I passed, which is great and all, but that really hit hardest, you know?
Yeah.
That night I went back to myself and I was able to just sit there and sulk the hardest I think I ever did, because not even my own teacher believed in my ability to succeed after she'd been pushing this that entire year. I went to those tutorials 2 to 3 times a day.
Wow.
I was working on that class so hard. And that's why she was willing to put in that little bit of playing with any poor grade.
Yeah.
And it was just that like sudden feeling of just absolute failure. And I feel like that's the lowest that I've ever been. That was hard, but what changed was over the summer, when that's when I started working for Home Depot. And I'm not saying that Home Depot was the save all, but that was an interesting change because I've always been relatively good with people. I would say I've always been a fairly decent communicator. That played into, my working ability at Home Depot. And, I received a lot of praise from my bosses and coworkers because of it. It made me feel good about myself. It built up my self-image a little bit. And then it continued to play further in. I eventually started going to, speed and strength camp that summer. Okay. I wasn't even a Prosper athlete anymore, but I decided to go because I knew I needed to start working out again. I started learning how to build up my own exercises. I'm able to work out on my own now. And I even work out with my friend who doesn't know too much about it anymore because he's saying that he himself needs to get into better shape. And so I help him with that because I care about my friends.
That's good.
And so all of this failure from that school year gets to play the biggest part into finding a new way to succeed. The past senior year, I had an A in my math class all the way through the end of the year. And it was crazy because I used to think that it was just like, I didn't know how to do math. I just wasn't good at math, but it was, what was really happening was that this unwillingness to succeed because I felt like all I could be was just a failure in this. And so I was letting my mind trap me in this and not doing what I already knew how to do. And that's what everyone needs to be able to build up, to really become successful in their life.
Yeah, man. That's a vulnerable story you just told. I'm happy you told it. It's interesting too, cause I had no idea. And we had class together junior year.
Oh yeah. No, I was struggling that year.
Yeah. We had, US history together junior year. I had no idea. And I'm happy, you know, I'm able to hear this story and look back on it. We didn't really talk much. I remember we actually talked about skiing and snowboarding though. Mm-hmm. During right before winter break or something like that.
Yeah, I believe so. I did go on a ski trip that year.
Yeah. It's good to hear that though, bro, that you're doing better senior year. Mm-hmm. You're on top of like everything, you're working out again. What kind of working out are you doing now?
Currently to work around my actual work schedule and school and everything, I usually work out 3 days a week.
Okay.
I've not been good about it, but I would like to be continuing to do cardio throughout the weekends. Excuse me. But I usually do legs and then an upper body and then either a total body the last day or like a back and shoulders, back and chest with core.
Okay.
And so I usually kind of stay around there. I'm not like a gym rat. I don't try to be in there for like 2 hours every time that I go to the gym or something. It's fairly simple. I'm usually there for like an hour to an hour 15 at most.
That's still a good time though.
Yeah. And so, but I mean, I feel better. Like I feel more energized. And like, even though like some mornings, like I wake up and I just really am not feeling the gym, I still try to make sure that I go. Okay. That's important.
So you're saying that working out can even change and better other areas of your life other than fitness?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, studies have even shown that working out and an active lifestyle has a real positive impact on one's mental health.
How's it helped you mentally?
It's given me a whole lot more energy.
Yeah.
Like I can wake up and I can not just like wake up, sit up and then plop my head back down on the pillow and then fall right back to sleep. I can actually wake up, get out of bed, say hey to my dog. Oh, she's not here. But I can continue on with the rest of my day with the energy to push myself forward and make sure that I didn't set myself back in one day. And the days that I like give in to my own mentality and I decide to not go to the gym or that or something like that.
Yeah.
The next day or that same day, I suffer for that because now like I've done all of this to build myself up and then I just take 3 steps back by skipping a day. And so there's this discipline now that I'm currently trying to work towards to be able to not set myself back in the future because of it.
Okay. So you'd say like routine and discipline and, you know, habits play a big role in your life right now?
Oh, definitely.
What kind of like routine are you doing? Like throughout the whole day, like what kind of habits are you working on? Stuff like that.
I'm trying to get away from eating out. Okay.
Where do you usually go? Where's your spot?
My spot?
Is it In-N-Out?
I mean, I wish, dude. In-N-Out way too far here. There's talk of it coming to Prosper, and I'm kind of excited about that. Otherwise, I mean, my spot. Geez, I don't even think I have a spot. I just kind of picked whatever was feeling it. I would eat a lot of Taco Bell because that was right across from work.
Okay.
I'd just go straight there and grab myself a taco.
Okay. Yeah. So trying to eat out less. Is there anything else you're trying to focus on right now?
I'm trying to be more active throughout the day because there's a lot of sedentary lifestyle kind of happening just with COVID and everything.
Yeah.
And so being able to go to the gym when I can, that's great. Just making sure that I'm getting up from my computer, from either doing homework or watching TV or something and going out and actually doing something. Like the other day, one of my best friends, Matt, came home from college. He and my other friend that I work out with now, we all went to Legacy Hall. We all went and had some lunch and that was
okay.
Like, yeah, that was eating out, but I was able to go out. I was able to get out of my dark room and be with my friends.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. No. As long as it's not the only thing I ever do with them, because I mean, well then there's the problem of eating out way too much.
Yeah. You gotta have that special moment.
Yeah. And besides that, it's just making sure that I'm staying on top of my schoolwork. Cause okay. I mean, as this semester kind of winds down to a close, now is like the most important time to remember to be doing your schoolwork, studying up for any tests or quizzes coming up, writing your essays, Like these are the most like important parts of the school year. And okay. so I'm just really trying to make sure that I can get all of the stuff that I do get done now. So it's not like a problem when the day is due. Cause I had a real big procrastination problem like through my whole life.
So you've been working on that.
I have. And it's been going pretty well so far.
That's
so
good. That's good.
Yeah. I still turn things in like on the day that they're due, because then I start to panic and I'm like, well, wait, I have all this time now. And so
yeah. You gotta find that
balance. Like, the weirdest like feeling there, but otherwise it's going well.
Okay. So, as you're saying, you know, school's coming down, it's winding down. You got a couple finals coming up. Let's say when school's done, like how are you going to fill that time until the spring semester?
I don't really plan on upping my hours, like with work or anything, okay. because I want to use that time to be like out and be social and be with my friends.
Okay.
Cause I mean, I'm at a good spot, I would say. With my work that I'm making money on spending money yeah. as well. So I have like a relatively like decent budget that I haven't even like sat down and planned out, because I can go in, I can spend some money, and then I still have made a good sum of money at the end of my pay cycle, which is great. And so I'm able to use that extra time from school to go, and like now I would be able to go to school on like to the gym on like days that I work, because usually I would spend one day, I would do the gym, I'd do all that stuff there, and then the next day I would work, and then I'd have school. And so now that I wouldn't have school, I can actually go to the gym every day or more days than normal.
Okay.
Which is great. I have a decent amount of trips planned here coming up in the winter. I mean, I'm going to California to go stay with my grandpa, with my family for Christmas.
Yep.
I have another ski trip with my dad in like late December, early January, and then all the way up in February, I have another trip to Utah where I'm going to go ski some more with my friends from California.
That's awesome.
A lot of that's planned. And so I hope that I can use all of this time wisely.
Yeah. What advice do you give to like, you know, other college kids that are dealing with at home work, or that just simply are in their room all the time, not working out, they're kind of stuck, you know, what kind of advice would you give to someone like that?
Don't accept doing nothing when you have free time. I know sometimes you might be really, really tired. And if you're just mentally completely worn out or something, and you need that time to just rest and recuperate, there's nothing wrong with that. But that can't be every day. If it is every day, well, then you have another problem other than school. There's something else in your life that you need to figure out to change. And, one of the biggest thing that you can do is go out and be active. Go for a walk. If you have a pet, or if you're like in a dorm or something, take someone or your pet and like go for a walk. Go for a walk that day. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not crazy active. It's not going to wear you out unless you're going for like 45 to 2 hour walks a day. But like, I mean, do something with yourself when you don't have anything to do.
All right.
You know,
you mentioned, you know, don't settle for nothing or something of that rendition. What does nothing consist of? Like when someone's doing nothing, what do you mean by that? Cause there's a couple of things you could say.
Right. Don't just like, what I mean by nothing is more don't just like finish doing all of this productivity and then not do anything anymore. There's still ways that you can be productive without completely wearing yourself out.
Okay.
Like that could be a walk. That could be going on like to a video chat, like with a few of your friends from back home or something, or go cook. I love to cook now. I've been cooking more and more.
That's awesome.
And like cooking's fun. it's an interesting thing. And I should start experimenting with more recipes now because I'm getting bored of the same stuff that I've been making. But
yeah.
But like find something creative. Like go start drawing. I like to draw. I have an iPad. I have like an Apple Pencil. Like I just do a little doodling there.
Okay.
If you want, find a Bob Ross video, get an easel, get some buddies, start painting. That'd be so much fun. Like, or even like go make a cup of coffee and find a gorgeous view and just sit there. Just go and admire the world that we live in before something else bad happens or before you have to go back and start doing the stuff you have to. Find something that you want to do that's not going to set you back in the future.
Okay. We gotta find our wants that balance with the stuff we have to do.
Exactly.
Okay. I love it. That's good stuff. That's great stuff. I love how you picked up cooking and drawing and all this kind of stuff, man. Just a couple more questions I want to ask you is like, I know we talked about like passion and what makes you happy and stuff like that, but where do you see yourself physically in the future, whether it be 5 years, 10 years, 15 years? What are some of those small details that you see future you doing? Small or big details?
I mean, for the big details, obviously I want to not be in Texas. I wouldn't say hate because hate's a strong word, but I've had a big dislike to Texas. And there's nothing wrong with the people who enjoy Texas, because there's a lot of people that do. I mean, my parents do. But it's not for me. It's not that kind of area that I would want to be in. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you don't like your area, then change where you are.
Yeah.
Change who you are if you need to. But figure out some way to get through it. And I mean, the biggest thing for me, I don't want to be in Texas.
Okay.
I would love to be somewhere in the mountains, or somewhere close, like a couple hours maybe. That's perfectly fine with me. I just want to be in an area that I can enjoy, that I can enjoy the life that I live. And then in the small stuff, I want to be calm. I don't want to be peaceful.
Okay.
I want a nice, simple life. And whether that's with someone in the future, whether that's without someone in the future, whether it's just like me and my dog in like a handmade cabin that I just built myself and I'm just kind of living alone, whether it's like van life or whether I'm living in like a nice home or something, like with a family of four. Okay. I mean, I'm totally happy with that as long as I know that I can keep it simple.
Okay.
Because too many complex things hurt my brain.
That's good. Keeping things simple. I like that.
Yeah. And I don't want to be forced to have to think of so much all at once because it's not healthy. And if I have too much to think of, that's when you need your friends. That's when you need other people around you.
Yeah.
And I'd want to be able to have all of that around me so that I can live my life as peaceful and as how happy that I want it to be.
Okay. Well, yeah, I really like that. And honestly, you answered a lot of my questions. Like I had a question for you and then you would answer another question in that question. You kept going in depth. I like that a lot, man. But I think that statement right there, just peace and calm, just trying to find that way, is a great way to end this episode, bro. Is there anything else you want to say to, like, if you could inspire someone right now, like, what would you say to them if they came to you?
Am I allowed to curse? Am I allowed to keep it like PG-13?
You can say whatever you want to say. Just know that your parents will probably listen to this. That's what I tell people.
If there's one thing that I could say to everyone out there, get off your ass. Get off your ass and go make something of today. I'm not a motivational speaker. I don't have that dream of being a motivational speaker. But if there's one thing that I can say to motivate people, it's get off your ass. Go do something with today that you can be happy of in the future. Live your life with no regret. because that's a perfect life. Like you might mess up, you might do something stupid here and there, but that's a great time to learn from it. And if you can't learn from every single thing that you do, you need to change how you're looking at things. And that's the bottom line.
I like
go and do something.
Get off your ass. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Simple. Like you're saying, just keep it simple, you know? All right, man. Well, I appreciate you having you on the show. It's already been 45 minutes, which the time flies by. I feel like when I record these every single time, it's like, oh, we're starting. Let's get this rolling. And then it's already at the end. I enjoyed talking with you. I enjoyed hearing about your story. Man. And I'd love to have you back sometime in the future. Get an update on you. Sound good?
Oh yeah. Heck yeah. I mean, you give me a text, give me a call or whatever. I'll be happy to join in.
That works, man. That works. Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening to Red's Corner. This is, I guess, peace out from two Aidens. Peace out, everybody. One last thing for those of you who stuck around. Make sure you really, really take into account what you learned in today's episode. Apply it to your life. Take those small little details that inspired you and make something of it. Go out and do something. And guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. The numbers are just doing better than ever. It's just great. I love the community we're building. I love all these interviews that we're getting. And there's a whole lot more coming in the future. Hop on that Red's Corner wave. Make sure you leave a review on iTunes or screenshot it, share it on your story, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook. Send it to someone, text it to someone. If you sent like a client or a family member, a significant other, a friend, like any podcast, my podcast or someone else's podcast, and you were like, hey, this really reminds me of you. I think you would learn something from this. They would really appreciate that. So again, guys, thank you for listening this far on. I hope you have an amazing day. I love you all. Peace out.